Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kathleen Abernethy's here. Kathleen is a great member of our Brain Trust, Executive Vice President of External Affairs for Frontier Communications Corporation. She's a former commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. That was a very important job that was, I'm sure, was very interesting. But Kathleen is here to give us an update on a program that the Frontier has developed and has been promoting and funding and working on. And I'm really proud of what they've been doing to find the 50 best companies in America. And she's here to give us a good report. Kathleen Abernethy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. I'm happy to join you guys.
It's good to have you back. So, Kathleen, in case folks may not remember or didn't hear your earlier visits, tell the audience a little bit about the 50 best companies. Communities.
Communities. So, Frontier Communications, CoBank, Dish, and Weather Channel, we got together and said, we want to invest in our small towns and communities, and we want to support them as they come up with creative revitalization plans. So we put together a prize competition. These 50 communities are now quarter finalists in this prize competition. That means they
How many did you have to start with? How many proposals did
you have? We have 329 proposals to start with.
Give us a couple of three examples about the kind of proposals that they would put in.
So one proposal that we're looking at, they started revitalizing their downtown, and they are trying to figure out how to keep people coming back
right.
in the winters as well as the summer.
So they got a seasonal issue they're worried about.
Seasonal issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're building an ice rink downtown with a covered area.
I just want to give folks an idea about what kind of thing that people when the communities are vying for funds and for some recognition, this is an example of the kind of thing that a community would have on their mind.
Exactly. And another one decided that they really wanted to put in, and they're still getting all the bids for it, a place for a softball tournament.
Right.
And baseball tournament, because they want to host the state championship, because they're very centrally located.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll bring revenue and visitors and money to the community and also provide a great recreational area for the town year-round.
Of these 380 or so that put in, that delivered proposals, what would you say would be was there a typical profile? Was there a size? Were they all under 10,000 or most of them under 10,000?
Yeah, they were all under 10,000.
These are small communities. Their corporate structure probably won't allow them to float the kind of bonds that maybe a 50 or 60,000 community could have.
Correct. Yeah. And here's the other thing that it did. It sort of got them thinking about, wow, found money. You know, the first prize is $3 million, then $2 million,
wow.
$1 million. Well, in a small town, you can do a lot with that.
That's a lot.
It is, and even these ones that made
no debt. I mean, that's not debt. That's found money.
That's right. And we're already giving them between money we're donating, and by the way, we paired up each of these 50 communities with a major corporation like Xerox or Procter and Gamble
right.
or Boeing or J.P. Morgan. And they're donating money, so the teams are now getting, these 50 teams are getting $50,000 between us and the corporate sponsor to really get some experts to help them with their vision and their revitalization.
So out of the 300 and something, you chose 50 semifinalists.
Right,
quarterfinalists. Yeah. I'm sorry, quarterfinalists. Mm-hmm. And then you're giving them, that group, help to take their next proposal to the next level.
Exactly.
Wow.
And we're having these celebration dinners in every community. So I just, like I told you, I just got back from the one in Valparaiso, Indiana.
Right.
And it was Valpo, as they call it. And it's so fun because that's an opportunity for the community to celebrate what they've done so far, which is pretty significant to pull together your community, a bunch of different groups, come up with a vision and a plan, submit the application, and make it to the top 50.
You know, I wonder how many people listening to us right now realize what a challenge it is for a community of hard-headed people to come together and agree on one thing that they're going to focus on.
I know.
That's hard.
Know. And that is, it's hard, but we didn't want to have to pick winners and losers in a town. So part of this really was a test of their ability to come together as a community for the good of the community.
I bet you've got a lot of stories of people who didn't get in the top 50 who still said thank you for helping us get out of our own way. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's been great, and we've had they're uploading videos. We gave them all GoPros, so on our website, americasbestcommunities.com, you can see videos of all the communities and what they're doing. It's just really exciting and energizing to see all of the commitment and the dedication and the tenacity of these communities.
And so you paired up the 50 quarter finalists with mm-hmm. corporations. Is that what you said? To help them take things to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
How's that work?
We did that. Well, the idea was that you can't really afford to go out and pay for expert advice.
Right.
They have a vision, but you probably need to know, well, what works and doesn't? How do we structure this? What's some other knowledge that would really help us take this to the next level? So if you think about big corporations, they buy that knowledge every day with
right.
the people they hire. So these corporations are sending their teams to these small towns to help them work through their plan and their vision and refine it and say, well, have you thought about this, this, and this? And so it instead of just throwing money mm-hmm. at the communities, which is great, don't get me wrong, but we
right.
also wanted to give them someone to mentor them.
Right.
And that's
I hope if I could speak to those corporate leaders, though, Kathleen, and I bet you know this. I think you'll agree with me on this. I would tell those corporate leaders not to miss an opportunity to learn a thing or two from Main Street.
Well, you're right. You're right. And that's part of this relationship, is we paired these 50 companies with communities where they either they have maybe a plant nearby or a headquarters
right.
or they have workers from there. So we really did try to do it in a way that it's mutually beneficial. And we've heard great things from the community.
Give us that website again, Kathleen. Give us the website again, please.
It's America's Best Communities, all one word, no space. americasbestcommunities.org.
Yeah, .org. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.